eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a poignant Friday morning right here at Borgata Hotel Casino Spa, Atlantic City. Al, you feeling any emotion yet?
I'm hungry.
That's great. It's just pathetic. Some of us are here at Borgata. Rhea got sick at 2 a.m. and had to remain back in the studio, but she's Rhea. She's not going to miss the show, right, Rhea? There's no way.
Of course not. Your final show there?
But what you have missed, this is stunning, Rhea.
What?
There are a ton of people already. Guys, make yourself heard.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? And I lectured them, Rhea. I just said to them, you don't have to be up at this hour. What the hell are you doing? Because I then pointed out to them, Al, that in a couple of weeks, I will be in my REM sleep cycle at this juncture.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, I'll be sleeping. You'll be sleeping, right?
No. Well, the dogs are up early.
Oh, the dogs are up early. Anyway.
You think they're going to break a habit again?
I don't know. ladies and gentlemen, with great sadness, I have to point out, this will be for our show, not for WIP, for our show, our final show ever at Borgata. It has been 20 years of joy. I have loved doing the show here right in front of the Gypsy Bar. And in a few minutes, Al, I'm going to take us back to very possibly the most memorable thing that ever happened with us here.
What happened?
Well, there were a few things, Al. There were a couple of incidents. But I'm talking about something that happened before the doors are open for the first time. Because I actually considered trying it again today.
No.
You know, and then when I found out Rhea wasn't going to be here, I said, I better not, because I know Al won't do anything to help me. But you don't even know what I'm talking about.
No.
You're pathetic. Al, you're sad. You have no sense of nostalgia. None whatsoever.
Well, I remember yesterday.
But that's awfully good here. But I do want to start today. We got a great show today. We got Mike Lombardi out at 7. Dick Vermeil wanted to come on, Al.
Yeah. Well,
is that great? It's great to hear Dick Vermeil on a week where there's not an Eagles game.
No NFL game. First time since August.
Dick will give us great insight into the mistakes he made when he was the coach of the Eagles in 80-81 when they were at the Super Bowl. Al, he got too tense, and the tension seeped into the team, and they lost the game they were supposed to win.
They're supposed to beat the Raiders. They got boat raced in that thing.
Didn't work out great. We got Brian Balder going out at 9 because he could break it down and tell us how the Eagles are going to be matching up against the Chiefs. And Jay Black's in for some powerhouse stuff that came out yesterday about Tony Romo. Al, an intervention took place before the season, not for drinking, although it sounds like he's drinking. But no, they just thought it might be time.
Maybe he should do some work.
Yeah. For $18 million a year.
Yeah, really.
And, Al, it did not work. And Jay Blackaminder says that too. But I want to start because you know this is unbelievable. Now the Eagles are in the Super Bowl 5 years after they won the Super Bowl. And I'm still sensing that there are people out there that just don't want to show any respect. What do you have to do? Now, tell me, what do you have to do to finally gain the respect of the country? Is it because everybody thinks we're bad people because we're in Philly? Is this all rumors starting from the Niners and the way we treated those losers?
Niners
no,
are
I
whiners.
Think it's Mahomes.
Yeah.
All right, it's Mahomes.
Yeah.
Well, I just walked down to the BetMGM sports bar.
Yep.
The Eagles, it has come down a little.
Oh, has?
It's down to 1.5.
Really?
It went down a half a point. The money's coming in right now on the Chiefs. That is money that will be lost because the Eagles are going to win the game. But I want to give you an example, a couple of things that happened in the past 24 hours that indicate that people are not on board yet. Julian Love, a member of the New York Giants, right?
Yeah.
Did he not lose 3 times to this Eagles team?
Yeah, but he, in a funny way,
yeah,
he is giving that he's acknowledging something that nobody will acknowledge,
which is
they're just so freaking good.
Well, he's saying that,
yeah,
but in saying it, he's taking away from the accomplishment of Nick Sirianni
exactly.
in his second year.
Exactly. They
and
don't
this
like,
is not good.
They don't like the coach.
All right,
don't like Sirianni.
Joe, where did we get this? I'm talking back to a producer.
Good morning, football on the NFL Network.
Good morning, football on the NFL's own network, Al.
Yeah.
And Julian Love is on there making a fool of himself. Oh. Listen.
You know, he's a guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense.
You see this stuff, though? Like, what's your reaction as a player? And that guy's doing that.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. I mean, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team, and they can succeed.
All right, so he was reacting to the mugging that Nick had done a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The mugging to me said to me, Philadelphia, he's us. We winning. We're feeling it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I see no problem with that. Al, has Nick Sirianni did a good job?
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't. If he, I think it's a lot more than not getting in the way, but he's listened to players. That's called
he
not getting
in. He created a culture.
Yeah, I didn't like the mugging, but. But he doesn't. But the team likes it, so it doesn't matter what I like.
He plays created in his... a culture of success.
Yeah,
is that not the first goal of a coach? To create, get the players to play for you. Are they playing for him?
Oh yeah.
You're damn right. Are you kidding me?
There's no complaining.
What will it, Rhea? What's it going to take?
Super Bowl win.
Well, no, I don't. I'm not sure that would do it.
No, then they'll say that, you know, Mahomes wasn't 100%.
All right, you do remember it wasn't all that long ago. Micah Parsons said that Jalen Hurts was not that great, and he's merely a system quarterback.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's the name came in? Gardner Minshew came in, and they lost 2 games. And then that narrative stopped.
Yes.
You know why it stopped? Because it was stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is stupid. And you know what makes it worse? What makes it worse is that these guys are our division opponents.
Mm-hmm.
They got to see this team up close more than once. And they still are not convinced that this here is a winning formula as the Eagles are about to go to the Super Bowl. Screw you, Julian Love. And I say it doesn't mean anything. Brandon Graham says it means something, right?
Yeah, yeah, because they like their coach.
Here's Brandon Graham.
You know, people always got something to say when they're at home. So they got some stuff to think about. So I ain't really going to touch too much on it. I just know that Coach Sirianni is, it don't matter. What he did last year with a team that, you know, nobody thought was going to do much, you know, he ended up getting us to the playoffs. And then for his second year, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get better. You're supposed to bring players in to get to do exactly what you need them to do. And we did that.
Brennan, I got some bad news for you. Bringing the players in is getting criticized, too. At least it's getting diminished by a man who should keep his big, old, surgically repaired mouth shut, Jerry Jones. All right. Jerry Jones is talking? Jerry Jones is talking? 28 years, not a sniff of the Super Bowl? And he is criticizing Howie Roseman? You gotta understand this. Now, understand, here's what you need to know about this fraud, all right? He has spent money every year to try to get players known. He just tried to get Odell Beckham, right?
Yes.
He has tried to empty the bucket for 28 straight years, and he can't sniff the Super Bowl. What did he win? Three playoff games in 28 years?
Something like that, yes.
And then this guy is out there ripping Howie? You know, yesterday he was out there flapping his gums as if he should ever talk with what he's done to that franchise. And Al basically said, oh, yeah, anybody could do this.
Yeah, right.
Howie emptied the bucket. Listen.
In essence, we're seeing a couple of teams that have had some real success putting it all out there and paying for it later. In Philadelphia and Los Angeles. Don't think that doesn't pop my head and get my eye as far as doing it, and I know how to do that. And it's a part of what you put in that computer and what comes out, and we'll see how it comes. But that's pretty impressive to have two teams in the last 2 years empty the bucket and get to the Super Bowl.
All right, first of all, clearly you don't know how to do it since you haven't gotten there in 28 years. The players that are doing it right now were not born the last time you were in a Super Bowl. Fraud. How
well,
do you
no,
believe
but the
this?
He's
saying they went all in.
But he did.
All the time.
But he went paid a running back and a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what he's saying makes – he did that.
He did it, and it failed.
Yeah.
And now he's saying, well, anybody could do that. The Rams did it 2 years ago. The Eagles did it this year. No, they do it. You don't think he would do it if
he already
he
did.
It didn't work.
No.
Because he's stupid.
No, he got the wrong guys.
Oh, my God, Alan. I got to go on Dallas radio.
Oh.
When I go on, what am I supposed to say? They hate it because he's a regular on their radio show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's...
I'm going to tell these guys at Dallas. I'm going out next week. I'm going to tell these guys at Dallas that if you want me on, I'm ripping your guy because that guy's a fraud. And Howie, let me make this abundantly clear as somebody who's been doing this a long time. What Howie Roseman did just this season to create this roster is the single best season by a GM in three decades in Philadelphia.
I got you,
the
bro.
The best. Al, he got Reddick. He got A.J. Brown. You know what that did? Just those two acquisitions did to those two units. Then he got Bradbury. He got Sue and Joseph to block out all the running that they were doing. He has made one great move after another, and now he's got to listen to Jerry Jones tell him he did it because anybody could
the
do that.
The crazy thing is Hassan Reddick actually came at a bargain, if you look at what he's done.
He did.
A.J. Brown's contract is relatively reasonable. The Eagles have two first-round picks because of what they got from the Saints.
Yes!
His he can say that about the Rams. That makes sense. What he said about the Eagles doesn't.
The point you just made, he didn't just empty the bucket. He's got the 10th pick in the draft this year.
The point is, he didn't empty it.
Yeah, he didn't.
No.
He did exactly the opposite of what Jones said. He didn't empty it. He's made it so that they're not stuck with people.
Now, Joseph and Sue aren't expensive.
What I told you before, Al, I was right yesterday when I said to you, Super Bowl brings the idiots out.
Oh, yeah.
You will hear more dumb things now than you normally would hear, and there's plenty of dumb things in a regular season.
Right.
These guys are a bunch of morons, and that's what you're hearing right now. Julian
radio,
Love.
Yeah, and then there's Radio Row. Wait, can't wait.
Oh, that is nonstop stupidity.
Yeah.
24-7 right there in Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, it's frustrating because even when you win, they don't want to give you credit.
Oh.
I would love to see these people up close, Al, because I would sick my crowd out of today. It's a big crowd. We could kick the crap out of them.
Oh, yeah.
New York Giants, yeah. He lost three times to them, and then he says anybody could do that. Well, then why didn't you? Why didn't you do something? Let me start with my man, Rocco, for the Dirty 30. Hi, Rock.
Speaking of people saying stupid things, how you doing?
I'm great. Well, yeah, Rock, you've mastered that talent. But
I have. Yeah.
Rock, what is this? What is it? What's your response to these guys that still won't give us any credit?
Well, let all the catty bitches come out. What are you going to do?
Yep. Jealousy. It's ugly. It's ugly, yeah.
You know, I'm a high school teacher. I see this stuff every day. You know, when you know this girl said this about that girl, and you know what? Some point the grown-ups will come out, and they will come out a week from Sunday, and they will win the Super Bowl, and we will have another parade on Broad Street.
How beautiful would that be, Rocco?
Yes.
How nice will that be? Will you be there, Rocco?
Absolutely, and I'm going to look for that Angelo Cataldi bus drive by.
And I'm going to tell you something, Al. I'm not jumping a gun on this.
What is it?
If and when the Eagles win,
yeah,
I believe the entire region should call it a snow day and bring all the little kids.
Well, a couple of the counties in Jersey.
A couple have already done it, but they're only delaying it 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
No. No school today, kids. Go out and see.
I think they should give them the Wednesday off.
Oh, they will when it comes around to it.
Yeah, instead
Don't be saying what day it is. That's bad luck.
Well, whatever.
But they should give the Wednesday
off.
You're the one bringing
it up.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. But don't say it. I don't want to give that up. 215. Rocco, are we going to have a parade a week from Wednesday?
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Give me one. Give me one right now, Rocco.
E-L-E-S, Eagles.
Our leaders are stepping forward. 215-592-9494. If we come back, we're going to go back to the most famous moment, which you don't even remember.
Yeah.
From the Borgata. It was 20 years ago. And I wanted to redo it today, but I decided not to, because I feared for my own health.
Oh, that thing.
Oh, that thing. 215-592-9494. Lots of your stuff coming up. Stay right there. WIP Sports Time 650.
Brought to you by Bullseye Events. Eagles held a walkthrough on Thursday in advance of their Super Bowl matchup with the Chiefs, while Kansas City actually did practice. Andy Reid says Stafford receiver Mecole Hardman will make the Super Bowl. He's dealing with a hip injury, while the Eagles did activate the practice window for punter Aaron Sipos. He injured his ankle in the Birds' Week 14 win over the Giants. Philly is going to Phoenix. Do you need tickets to the big game or hotel travel packages? Go to BullseyeEventGroup.com for tickets. BullseyeEventGroup.com for all your big game travel. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Some clouds, windy, a high of 25. It is currently 36. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
What a crowd. This is crazy, people. Do you understand? Do you understand that if we had crowds like this at the beginning, that they would have stopped the deal? They don't want all these people clogging up the way to the casino.
No, these people gambled at least 50, 60 grand, each of them last
night. And Lloyd Booker, this guy, I'm going to bring him up in a bit. He's a Hollywood producer. Now, calm down, bro. Look, I got to wait till I got a big audience for Lloyd Booker. Now, he's got pictures. He's got a picture right there with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
So do you realize Lloyd has been with the coolest man ever and the least cool man ever? Samuel L. Jackson and me. Oh, man. Oh, Royale with cheese.
Yep.
Do you know I watched it again a couple of weeks ago?
Never gets old.
Never gets old, but I do. All right. Anyway, we're back there. Dan Wilson's in for Avon and Danny. We got a couple questions today. What's the first one?
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Looking to buy or lease a new Silverado? Armin Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Julian Love of the Giants thinks Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni is overrated. Do you agree? Yes or no?
No. Al.
No.
Real.
No.
Dan Wilson.
No.
No. In fact, I would like to say that to Julian Love's face. But let's see. Will that go over 90%? Go over 90?
85.
There will be 15% who think he's overrated. It's a lot. I don't know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is our final show here at Borgata after 20 years. So you're going, wait a minute, the Borgata's only been open like 19 and a half. How are you 20 years? We were here before it opened. Now, do you think in this day and age, we worked the first month, maybe two, on a construction site?
Oh, yeah, it was
They
almost,
were
yeah.
still building the Borgata.
Yeah, showing us what we were.
It looked nothing like this. And they brought us in. Al, nowadays with the lawyers and stuff, they would not let you broadcast from a construction site, would they?
No, we've done things on construction sites before they'd never be allowed.
No.
Do you think that one of the old standard radio things was going up on a billboard?
Oh, we did that. It was
Remember
frightening.
Remember we did that?
I think
do you
we could
think
still
they
do
would
that.
Do that? You think they would?
I
haven't heard about it. There's a lot of lawyers now.
Yeah.
Not so sure.
We were
right,
up
so
in
anyway.
That guy's hat on the top of the city hall.
This, to me, is the highlight because it's the worst injury I've ever sustained in my life because I am not athletic and I don't attempt things.
Right.
But some woman was a PR person here at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And she was also a track star.
At LaSalle.
She was, and she was very athletic.
That girl was ripped.
And I, back then, I was a bit of a misogynist. Right? I tended to, I was, well, men are always better than women.
Okay. Yep.
All right? So I said, I could beat you in a foot race. Now, understand something. This was 20 years ago. I was in my athletic prime, and she was very young. And I thought, yeah, I think I might be able to take her. Mm. So on the construction site, we mapped out 40 yards. We did 40 yards out because that's what they
– big wall.
That's
hallway.
How they tested. Yeah, yeah, it was a big hallway. You remember this, right?
Now, because she was an exceptional athlete.
She was very good. But I was a man. You know, notice
well,
I used
not
to,
anymore.
I used to pass that. Yeah. I was a man. Yeah. So we line up at the starting line. And Al and Rhea are doing it. Now, Al does say to me before we run, make sure you stretch.
Yeah.
But I said to Al, I don't think that's necessary, right? I said, Al, it's 40 yards. What could happen? So, and you pay particular note of this, because when the injury happens, Al does not feel one iota of sympathy.
No.
You got to picture this. I'm on the ground howling in pain. And he's snickering. And only Rhea is there showing human emotion. Let's listen.
All right, you ready? Ready, set, go! All right, here they come, Angelo. Oh, she's easily beating Angelo. Ah! Oh, my God, Angelo stumbled and fell. He really hurt himself. He really, really hurt himself. I'm not kidding. I think we need Matt. No, I'm Al, he stumbled and fell hard.
Oh, wow.
I'm not kidding. He blew his hamstring out.
He blew a hammy.
I'm not kidding, Al. He's in bad pain. They're getting the doctor.
No, please.
We have problems here, folks.
Did he pull a hammy?
He's literally shrieking in pain.
Did he pull it?
All right. Al, that was the more I hear it, the worse you sound.
Well, oh, I mean,
you started with, oh, well.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what's going to happen.
No. Rhea's underreported the injury.
I ripped
both hamstrings.
But I knew you did it immediately.
I went for what? You got that right, Al. The first one went. When I planted on my other one, that went.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Down. I was taken to the hospital. Well, I did not finish that show.
You probably should have been taken to a mental hospital.
Even now, 20 years later, no sympathy, none.
This woman's like 6 feet tall. You could light a match anywhere in her body. There's no way you
can. Do you notice since then I have not been a misogynist? Do you notice now I give full credit to the female gender?
At least you could stretch before.
Well, I didn't think I needed.
I mean.
No, I honestly. When
it,
they,
was, it was like you
I
thought you were going to win a race.
Yes, I did.
It was unbelievable.
Al, she slowed up.
Yes,
right?
Of course she did.
I looked at the tape. And when she slowed up, I saw my opening. And I went to the next level.
Yeah, hell.
And then everything ripped in my body. But Al, the thing I will never forget from that is how awful your performance was in that moment. Oh. Rhea was, you could hear Rhea. She was unhappy. She was nervous for me.
Yeah.
You were laughing.
You deserved it.
Thank you. In retrospect, maybe, but in the moment, I would have liked the thought.
I mean, you know, you go in, right. You actually think you're going to.
Oh, well. Anyway, that was the highlight. And then we did 20 years here, and the people at this place have been spectacular to us. We have been thrilled to be, you know, linked with the most successful casino in 20 years of Atlantic City.
And this place is just...
I love it.
I am amazed how long it's been.
Yep.
It is the cleanest place
it's
I
phenomenal.
Have ever been in my
God.
Life.
And I just,
just
I'll do
amazing.
This more than once today, but I want to thank Borgata for hosting us for 20 years of being such a great partner with WIP. Thank you, guys. You've been phenomenal to us. And this has always been, all 20 years, the best place in Atlantic City to come to it for a great dinner, to stay overnight.
Yeah, I stayed in the sweet penthouse. I stayed in the biggest suite they had one night.
You know, they promised me that.
Well.
But then the guy that was doing it laughed. But you know me, I'm not here to complain. Antonio is up next. Hi, Antonio.
Hey, Angelo. Congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you.
I don't know. I haven't talked to you in a long time, but I just have to give you a hard time about the 1999 draft. Why did we boo McNabb? Like, what are we doing? Now he's all messed up, driving drunk around Arizona.
Antonio, how long you been on hold?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You've been on hold since 1999? You have great pay. Antonio, you do not really know the story. The story is that the mayor of the city of Philadelphia, Mr. Ed Reddell, called us up and asked for help. He wanted the Eagles to draft Ricky Williams. He helped us get the tickets to the draft. We got the bus. We drove to the draft. And we were ready for Paul Tagliabue to say the name Ricky Williams.
The second pick, the Philadelphia Eagles select Donovan McNabb, quarterback, Syracuse University.
All right, we were not, Antonio, we were not. That was a boo of shock. We thought we were getting Ricky Williams.
Just like anything else that goes wrong in this city, we just point the finger at the mayor, I guess. Okay.
All these years later, you came on in my final days to disrespect me, Antonio?
Well, not you. Ed Reddell, apparently.
Yeah, it was Ed Reddell's fault. I'm going to be honest with you, Al. In retrospect, we should have never gotten involved.
And Angelo, 20 years later, you're telling the whole city that Gabe Kapler should be replaced by Joe Girardi.
I evolved, Antonio. Do you hear my commentary now? It's much brighter than that.
And, well, Rita is responsible for Joe Girardi.
All right, see, this is the problem. Rita, how long you been on this show?
25 years.
All right, if you don't know her name is Rhea and not Rita, then you're a moron.
Well, she owns all those water ice places.
She orders. Rhea, you would change your name if you could own that
Al,
franchise,
Al,
right?
Listen, the one thing I will miss is every morning when Al walks in and goes, "Hello, Rhea Huge."
Yeah. Antonio, you don't even have that right. Call me back in 20 years. How's that?
We get seance.
I'm doing a show on disrespecting the Eagles, and then I get disrespected. That's not right. All right, let me bring on somebody.
Number five will always love you.
Let me bring on somebody, Al, who will always respect us. Our favorite Giant fan, Adrian. Hi, Adrian.
Uncle Angelo.
All right, listen, Adrian, I need to talk to you. One of your players, Julian Love, said that Nick Sirianni ain't that great. Anybody could win with this Eagles team. Do you agree with that?
Man, Julian Love is a weasel. He's a weasel. Don't even worry about it. Hey, look, man, you know, it's hard to be a coach, man. You got to get all these guys on the same page, man. I mean, Nick Sirianni came in. I used to make fun of him you know, when he talked about the water, and then he talked about rock, paper, scissors, and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, man, you got to look at the work that he done put in. He came in his first year. Y'all weren't supposed to make the playoffs. Y'all make the playoffs. And now in the second year, y'all in the Super Bowl. Man, hey, look, man, he did a hell of a job with these guys, man. He just got these guys believing, got them all on one accord. Man, hey, look. It looks like it's going to be 4-2, Angelo. It's going to be 4-2.
You feeling it? You feeling it? You think we got this one, Adrian?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, the way y'all playing right now, can't nobody beat y'all. Can't nobody beat y'all. I mean, it is what it is. Hey, look, as I tell you what, man, I I've been on this radio show for maybe 23 years. I might have missed you the first 2 years, but I'm telling you, man, this radio show has been awesome, man. Y'all just don't understand how many lives y'all done changed, how many people just really can't wait to hear y'all guys in the morning. Y'all did a phenomenal job, man. Hey, look, y'all made Adrian the Giants fan who I am, Adrian the Giants fan. So, you know, this might be the last time I'll be talking to you on a Friday morning at the Borgata. Hey, look, man, I wish you all the best, you, Rhea, and Al, man. Y'all guys are phenomenal. Joe Rector, y'all just don't know what y'all did for Adrian the Giants fan.
Yeah, Adrian, right back at you. Because I get these emails all the time. Why do you have these regulars on like Adrian? He's not even an Eagles fan. And I go, well, listen to him. He's fun. That laugh, Adrian, you could make millions just with that laugh. And I love talking to you. And I hope you call the next couple of weeks before we pack it up. Because you're one of my favorite callers, even though I don't ever agree with you.
Hey, Andrew, look at this. You get an opportunity, a chance to go on top. Michael Jordan ain't get a chance to go out
That's
on top.
That's right.
A whole lot of guys ain't to get a chance to go out on top. But Angelo Gattardi, hey, look, man, you deserve to go out on top, man.
Adrian, you're the best, man. Be well, my friend. Al, do you understand what just happened? I was put in the same sentence with Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
why don't
you
do that?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's always been an honor to have on our show a top Hollywood producer, and we have him right here at Borgata today. His name is Lloyd Booker, and Lloyd has just showed me some pictures. Lloyd, you were with Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes, I was.
Have you ever met a cooler man than Samuel L.?
Nobody but you.
No, stop it, Lloyd. And you were with George Clooney. I see that picture. With what's that like?
Yes, it's very live. He's very down to earth, hanging with them guys when they did the Ocean's 11 flicks. Wow. It was really cool. Matter of fact, we weren't that far from here.
Yeah.
When that was being done, I think it was at the first part of that was at Caesars.
Okay.
So
all these years you've made these movies, you've been an actor in movies, you produce movies.
Yeah.
At no point did you ever extend to me an opportunity to act.
Well, I'm doing it right now.
So you are?
So these fine people that are watching you today and the millions that are listening to you, the next flick that I do, man, I'm going to grab you because I tried to get you when we did The House of Brotherly Love. And for those of you that are listening and for those of you that are watching, make sure you go to House of Brotherly Love. It has been submitted for the Oscars for short film form category. So you can just look it up under director's notes. And I want to take a minute, and this is heartfelt. Adrian, my man, almost took my thunder. But I want to say, in your retirement, congratulations. For you, for me personally, you, Al Morgani, Rhea, Joe, Conklin. Yeah, all of you guys. You've been great. I'm quite sure that they feel the same way. But I wanted to say that to you. Thanks, and I wanted to give you this information too. So maybe I might get a chance to be down there with you before you actually leave here.
You're talking to me.
I'm talking to you.
I don't see anybody else around.
I'm talking to you.
You're talking to me.
I'm talking to you.
Hold on. I'm trying to give you my audition.
I know what you're doing.
I'm trying to impress you so you will give me a role.
I'm talking to you. Don't let me have to go.
Rhea,
Sam Jackson on you.
Am I a good, Rhea? Am I a good actor?
You're amazing.
Thank you, Rhea.
That was me.
And I didn't say Rita. Thank you, Rhea.
If I got in one of these, we could do it on our TV podcast.
Yes.
And we could rip me.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord.
Lloyd, I love you, man. It's great to see you. It's great. What's the name of the new movie?
House of Brotherly Love. You can go to director's notes. It's
Shorts.
A short.
Shorts.
It's a short.
That's what I want. I like a short. It's a short. I don't want a real thing. I want like
Rhea, really,
I want
man?
A short. Rhea, tell him I'm Al. Would I be good in a short?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a short.
Well,
what's a short? What the hell is it?
It's like 20, what is that, half an hour?
No, it's about 25 minutes.
25 minutes.
I can do that. Minutes.
It's perfect for you.
Yeah.
But see, the deal is if you liked the movie The Purge.
I love The Purge.
There are a lot of people out here. Or you saw Get Out.
I loved Get Out. Jordan Peele.
Or Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Oh, yeah. Loved it.
I play the father, and that's all
You're
I'm going to say.
Father.
I'm the father. I also helped cast and did some of the music.
Did you have a father in it?
And I had a sex scene.
No. No. That's what I want, Lloyd.
I want a sex scene. Everybody said
that. That'd be a short.
Listen to it.
He got me.
Give me my hand,
He
everybody.
Got me. Lloyd, I love you, man. Thank you.
Let me do one chant. Let me do one chant.
All right, do a chant. Go ahead, Lloyd.
I wanted to do the song, but...
Well, just do the chant. I'm up against a break.
Everybody on the count of three. One, two, three.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle. Lloyd Booker. Lloyd, I love you. WIP Sports Time, 638.
For more than 30 years, NovaCare Rehabilitation has been the Delaware Valley's trusted hometown physical therapy provider. NovaCare is proud to be part of the healing journey of so many patients and athletes. So this year, whether you've set 2023 goals for yourself or just making your health and well-being a priority, NovaCare is here for you every step of the way on your road to recovery. NovaCare is your trusted PT partner for recovering from aches and pains, gaining strength, and preventing injury. And with more than 150 convenient locations in the greater Philadelphia and South Jersey area, there's no better time to make NovaCare's movement experts part of your healthcare team. On behalf of everyone at NovaCare, thank you for choosing them to get back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy and get on the road to recovery and wellness, schedule an appointment today at NovaCare.com. The Philadelphia Eagles trust NovaCare. So can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
6:43, we're at Borgata on our last Football Friday here.
Right.
But we're very excited. Even Al, Rhea's starting to get a little misty-eyed. Rhea's back at the station. Al, she puked at 2 o'clock, but
Thank
now
you.
She's fine. It was just like a 24-hour
9:45
thing.
9:45 and 2.
I'm right, familiar with that.
There's two of them. I'll register. She had one at 9:45 as well. All right, anyway, we got I just want to inform people. I know a lot of people listen from other parts of the country. And if you're anywhere near Kansas City, they got some big events coming up, Al. And
yeah.
I just want to bring you updated on that. They are going to host the draft in April.
Oh, they
so
are?
That would be fun. And that should be a huge event. It's going to raise a lot of money for the city.
Okay.
In fact, it's raising so much money that they're using some of the anticipated revenue for a huge event a week from Wednesday, when they are already in the late planning stages of their championship parade.
Well, they're owed one, as they think.
Well,
because remember what happened?
This is not good, and I want you to have this information, Philadelphia. We heard Mayor Kenny say he didn't care what they paid. He should have said that.
I wish he had.
But I'm letting that one slide because what they're doing in KC is even more public. This week, their city council approved $750,000 in city funds for the big bash a week from Wednesday when they celebrate the championship of the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
They will add to that outside funding for a price tag for their massive parade of $3.7 million.
Wow.
$3.7 million. That's almost as much as the number of fans we had at the last Eagles parade. That was $3.2 million. All right. The crowd, the parade will end at Union Station.
Never been.
Oh, what a beautiful area that is. And, Al, they are anticipating 500,000 fans to greet their champions at the parade a week from Wednesday, 12 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
And the city spokesperson, Monica Castro.
Monica.
Said, I just want to make sure that when we're looking at our money for next year, we are going to be getting this influx of cash from the draft and, of course, from the parade. Because we're putting out good vibes, and we will be successful.
Mm.
Go Chiefs. That's an official city statement out.
Yeah.
Damn
what are we doing about it?
Well, I wish we were getting private funding like they were.
Yeah, they're getting $3 million in private funding.
But you remember what happened when they won their other one?
Yeah.
The weather? Remember that parade?
That's
cars
right.
were crashing
right.
into each other.
That's right.
It was an ice storm or something.
This right here, what I just reported to you, that's what you call bad mojo.
It is.
That's bad
mojo. I don't understand why politicians do this.
Al, after the Eagles win on Monday, I will recap the things that won't be happening in Kansas City. Because they're losing. He's the man. On the line, Al, is one of our favorite people, the bad rapper, Chris.
Angelo.
Hi, bad rapper.
Angel, how are you today? How's it going? I'm super excited with this Super Bowl victory. I mean, I said victory. Yes, it's going to be a victory. It's just amazing, too. And I do want to take this time to thank you for the trajectory of my career. Since coming on your show, when I first started coming on, it's been over 20 years ago. I bought 500 8x10 glossies. I think if you hear this song, I should be able to get rid of the last 493 of them.
All right, but Chris, the one thing you got to admit, because you are called a bad rapper, most radio shows would not play the dreck you've been producing all these years. Is that correct?
Angel, I feel that you have found a diamond in a rough. And
no, I have not. It's just the rough. There's no diamond.
Oh. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I have had sponsorship in the past because of the success I've had with you. Unfortunately, their business has went down.
Yes, they
when
did.
I,
here's the thing, Chris. Chris, let's get to the cut to chase. Al, he's done one more. This will probably be your last one, Chris, but you have once again. What do you mean no?
Unfortunately, Angelo, I have one ready in the can, as we say in the industry.
Yeah, I'm about to play it. I'm going to play
it. No, I have another one.
Oh, a separate one?
All
right, Chris, I'm telling you this right now. If this stinks, I'm not playing the last one, all right? This is this. I don't care if it's about me.
Oh, boy.
If this smells, now Joe Wechter told me this is your best work. But if is a stink bomb,
could
I'm
be
not
both.
Sure.
Could be true.
It could be awful, but still better than all the others. Yeah. All right. Without further ado, back there, it's called "It's a Philly Thing." The bad rapper at the mic.
The city, it is the king. It's a Philly thing. Eagles, take it at ring. It's a Philly thing. Jalen Hurts, leader of the team. Empire State is in the green. Got that tackle, stay in the lane. 2 hour delay, kids won't complain. Hassan Reddick from Temple U. Drone shows is what we do. Jason Kelce, man's the middle. Andy Reid eating off that griddle. KC fans think they control, but we're winning the Super Bowl. This city, it is the king. It's a Philly thing. Eagles, take it at ring. It's a Philly thing.
Now, Chris, I like it. Chris.
Right.
No. You don't understand. This is the first thing you've ever done that I like.
What? Cheese and crackers. Enzo, that means you'll pay my final tribute to you. This is fantastic.
Yes, I will. But, Chris, again, I am not an expert on rap. Al, is that any good?
I guess it's good.
You're
not
an expert either, Rhea. We don't know. We're not experts. Rhea, is that good?
For Chris the Bad Rapper, it was.
Chris, I think it was good.
You might have to change your name.
Chris, seriously, I'm going to play it again before the game.
Holy, this is amazing news. You know, one of the things about rap music is you got to rhyme the words. Angelo,
I know.
And I achieved that.
All right. Obviously, you have a sophisticated grasp of what it takes to be a rapper, Chris. Chris, no, seriously, I can't. Joe Wechter said to me, no, this is not typical bad rapper. It's pretty good. And it was. Good job.
Angelo,
congratulations.
Angelo, if I could just share something, I just want to remind you how I got the term bad rapper. I got booed off of the Wing Bowl stage.
Yes,
and yet
I remember that.
You still believed in me, and you brought me back, and I've redeemed myself to say I'm really bad.
No, at no point did I believe in you. I was just trying to fill some time. But, Chris, thank you so much for jumping. How good was that? Al, now, this is, to me, a big thing next week. In fact, I'm going to work this out so there's no way Principal Patty is excluded from our Friday before the Super Bowl show. She is here from Holy Angel. Principal Patty, are you ready for next week?
Good morning. We are so excited for next week. I love you guys. And what Adrian said, I ditto everything.
All right. Now, here's one thing, Patty, because you have been excluded because all the lines have been filled. We are going to get you a separate line so that you will be able to call in with those children next week. But I need their best rendition ever. Everything's at stake.
Best rendition. You're going to have it. I just want to say about our coach, those people talking smack on our coach.
Yeah.
Our coach has made that team a family, and we have a lot of talent, but the fact that they play together as a family, that's what's making us. We're going to win the Super Bowl.
I love it. Patty, get those kids revved. I want to hear them screaming at the top of their lungs, 185 of them.
You're going to hear it. We'll call you next Friday. God bless you guys.
Thank you, Patty. Love it. All right, time to play some Winners and Weasels. And I just want to know, back there at the station, if we're ready for this. Al, there are a lot of good on both sides this week. But does anybody have the prizes? Al, do you have the prizes? We do have the prizes. Rhea has them. Rhea, you have them? Nobody's got them yet. All right, by the end of this, we'll have them. Find them, Al. All right, anyway, I'm going to start with my winner of the week.
I have them.
All right, I am going to start it with the winner of the week. Rhea, what are we playing for?
We are playing for a $50 Visa gift card, Eagles NFC Conference Championship T-shirt, Conference Championship hat, $25 gift card to Philly Pretzel Factory, and an Eagles NFC Champions pennant.
That's a lot of great Eagles stuff. All right. Winner of the week. I'm not going to name them. I'm going to let Merrill Reese do it. Listen.
The pass goes up. Now they're going to say incomplete.
No, he just gets hammered by Hassan Reddick as he's trying to throw the football.
After reviewing the play,
The ball came out prior to the quarterback's hand going forward.
Sack number 17 for Haas on the season.
Johnson fakes. He's back. Reddick's got him again. Another sack for Reddick down to the 10-yard line.
Haas Reddick once again. Oh, my goodness. This guy is so good at getting to the quarterback.
Johnson is throwing. He fumbles the snap. I think he got it. Now the Eagles say they have. They do. Haas. Guess who got it? Hassan Reddick.
Reddick.
Wow.
Individually, in the first quarter, ended the NFC Championship game when he hit Purdy's arm. And everything that happened after was a fait accompli. It was all over after that. Reddick, last week you awarded Reddick. I did not pick him, but you awarded him. This week he's even more worthy than last week.
It's unbelievable.
The guy's amazing. And Weasel of the Week, Al, there was so many dumb comments made this week. I could have named anyone. But I've always had the belief that deed supersedes comment. And this guy took an entire season and flushed it down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
My Weasel of the Week is Joseph Asai.
Here's Mahomes rolling out on 3rd and 4. He's going to go for the he's got the marker. He's got the out-of-bounds to stop it. And Asai was hurt as he hit the bench. And a flag's coming in to put him 15 yards closer.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, defense, number 58.
The AFC Championship game was going to overtime.
Yeah.
But Joseph Asai gave the Chiefs a chance to kick the winning field goal. And I don't know how you overcome that, but if I ignore that, I'm an idiot. Joseph Asai is the Weasel of the Week. Reddick Asai, that's what you're playing for. 215-592-9494. I can see Eagle Shirley coming up. Mike Lombardi when we get back. Don't go anywhere. We're at Borgata on our final Borgata show. WIP Sports Time at 6:55. Let's talk about your pets, all right, guys? I have loved my dogs as much as any human being, and the dog I have now, Bentley, is probably my all-time favorite. So when I want to take care of them, I got to find a pet store that's perfect for him, and that's Dogs and Cats Rule. Dogs and Cats Rule is the store for you if you love your pet so much you want to make sure they're happy. And I can tell you there are 7 of these family locations. It's a family store. It's right in shopping centers. It's not a big mass franchise thing, but it's 7 Dogs and Cats Rules. They're available in Pennsylvania at Newtown, Doylestown, New Hope, Maple Glen, and Bluebell, in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton, and they have everything you could want. The absolute best food you can get, the best supplements so that they stay healthy, all the doodads and fun things like the coats and the sweaters. They've even got tons of officially licensed Eagle stock. George Perante is the lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule, and he loves your pet as much as you do. If you really love your pet the way I do, Bentley, check out Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Eagles might be getting punter Aaron Sippus back for the Super Bowl. They've activated his 21-day practice window. Sippus injured his ankle back in week 14. Meantime, Eagles held a walkthrough on Thursday. Lane Johnson, Avante Maddox, Landon Dickerson did not participate. They all, though, are expected to play. That is not the case for all the Chiefs, though. They did practice on Thursday, missing 3 receivers, including McCole Hardman, who has a hip injury. Andy Reid not optimistic about his chances.
Yeah, so I think it'll be tough for him. I mean, I doubt that he'll make the Super Bowl. But listen, he was not going to be denied the other day, and it's a tribute to the kid. He pushed himself like no other, and he's a tough nut now, man. He's all smiles with you, but when it comes down to playing, he is a tough, tough kid.
Take advantage of Window Nation's deep discounts. Get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy and pay nothing for 2 full years. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Some clouds, windy, a high of only 25. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.